For many, many years, prayer was a last resort, or even worse, it was like an afterthought. It either happened at the end of the day, right when my head hit the pillow, lulling me to sleep, or when my life was at a DEFCON 5 moment. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Welcome to the Far More Podcast.
Hey, friends, and welcome to another episode of the Far More Podcast. Y'all, I keep saying every week that Jason will be back for the next episode, so I guess y'all can just call me a liar. But for real, I promise he will be back. For now, though, I want to talk to y'all about prayer. So last week, if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it. I talked about what to do when reading the Bible just feels boring. And this week, we're going to talk about what to do when your prayer life feels like lifeless, I guess, for lack of a better word. So I'll be completely honest with y'all. For a long time, I thought praying was a drag. Rake me over the coals if you must for saying something like that. But I always want to keep it real here with y'all. I want to be authentic. I want to be my true self. I remain somewhat filtered, but I want to be honest with y'all. So I even started questioning why I was even doing it because it felt so checklisty. I know that's not a word, but it is now. And I'm willing to bet I'm not the only one who has ever felt this way. You may be thinking to yourself right now that I am describing you. Well, friend, I'm here to bring you some really good news because prayer is so much more than a list of things you want God to do for you. So prayer, it can be vibrant. It can be life-giving. It can be transformational. So let's just dive right on in. When we find ourselves praying for the same things every single night and those prayers go unanswered, I get that it can be frustrating. Sometimes we look at God like this like this genie in a bottle who's here to grant our wishes, and when those wishes go unmet, we begin to get frustrated, and then that frustration turns into anger. Then we start asking all the why questions. Why me? Why now? Why haven't you fill in the blank here? And good grief, that sounds really whiny. Doesn't it sound really whiny? But when something like that happens, don't we start questioning our own faith? Fear and doubt start to become our best friends, our closest companions, always there to greet us. And eventually, we just stop praying because we feel numb. Hear me right now. This is when you open your Bible. When you are so fed up and you literally feel nothing, you have to do something. The Bible teaches us about who God is, how we should see Him, how we can relate to Him, how we can receive from Him, and y'all, it teaches us how to pray. So if you are trying to pray with zero knowledge of God's Word, you're probably going to struggle at some point. So what does God say about it? Well, let's look at what Jesus said in Matthew 6. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. So basically, Jesus starts with what prayer is not, what we should not be doing. Number one, don't be a hypocrite. Be genuine. You don't need these big, fancy $5 words. You just need to speak from the heart. Keep it simple. Number two, don't use empty phrases, or another translation says vain repetitions. Y'all, this isn't a religious exercise. It's a conversation with a God who loves you so much and wants to hear your heart. This is a personal conversation. It doesn't matter if it's one sentence or 1,000 sentences. Longer isn't always better, and it's not a contest to see who can pray the longest. You aren't going to be judged on the length and duration of your conversation with God. He knows what you need before you ask Him. He's fully aware of all the dirty laundry in your life that you need help cleaning up. He's omniscient, which is a fancy word for all-knowing. It's not that you can't ask for things. Ask for healing. Ask for restoration. Ask for whatever you need. He does teach us to ask for that, but it's not actually the primary purpose of prayer, and it shouldn't be your main focus. Okay, I think you're still with me, so let's look at the next few verses. Jesus goes into the Lord's Prayer next. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So this is our model for prayer. And what does it start with? Glorifying God. It does not start with all of our mess, our requests, my. It doesn't start with you. It doesn't start with me. It starts with talking about how awesome God is, recognizing His power and His might. So instead of word vomiting all your problems to God, start by recognizing God for the amazing Father that He is. And when you start your prayer time this way, more than likely by the time you get to all of your stuff, all of your requests, they should already seem smaller because of how magnanimous God is and how small your problem is in relation to how big He is. Y'all, I don't know what this does for you, but for me, it is such an encouragement. And then next, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, there is no worry. There is no doubt. There is no anxiety. You can pray that all of those are lifted, and you can pray it boldly because He says to pray that His will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Then He moves into give us this day our daily bread. So Jason and I have talked about this on the podcast and off mic many, many times. We live in a world where daily physical bread isn't really a need for most people. But for me, it's give me this day the patience I need to be a good mother to my children. Or give me this day the energy I need because my list is long and the hours are short. I know that y'all feel me on that one. Daily bread is whatever you need God to give you every day to do His will. Pray for guidance in tough situations. Pray for clarity in difficult decisions. Ask for wisdom because He loves to give wisdom to those who ask for it. The book of James says He will give it without finding fault. And then we end with what I like to call the Thanksgiving sandwich. End with more thanks, more gratitude. What this does is it shifts the focus away from you and back to God. It's not about me getting what I want. It's not about you getting what you want, but it's about softening our hearts to what God wants for us. This can be really hard if you see God as angry or you just don't see Him as being good all the time. I've been there. Listen, I have been there. I didn't know it at the time, but that was my problem. It was because I didn't know God personally. And I didn't know God personally because I wasn't spending time in His Word. Again, I'm going to say it again. If you have not listened to the last episode, I highly recommend you go listen once you're done with this one. When you don't understand God's nature, it's hard to thank Him profusely for being so good. And when you study the Bible, God will reveal Himself to you in real ways, in ways that open your eyes to His goodness, to feel His love, and then you can start thanking Him with a genuine sense and heart of gratitude. And so it only seems fitting, since I am talking about prayer, that I would close us out in prayer. Now, please do not bow your head and close your eyes if you are driving. But if you are not driving, I would love for you to just calm your mind, quiet anything that's around you, and if you feel led, close your eyes and bow your head. God, thank you. Thank you for giving us a lifeline directly to you. This is truly amazing. You hear us, you listen, you love us, and you care about us and you answer us. It's so wonderful. I pray over every man and woman listening to this right now, God. I pray that you would open their hearts to you, that you would reveal yourself to them, that when they read their Bibles, they would get to know you and they would see your goodness. And when they see your goodness, it would make it so much easier for them to thank you and to bring their requests to you. I thank you for loving me. I thank you for loving my family. And I thank you for giving them to me. I thank you for trusting this family with me. I thank you for all the families who will in one way or another be touched by this podcast. I thank you for your word, that we can read it and that we can connect with you through it. Thank you for that gift, that wonderful, wonderful gift. And thank you for the gift of eternal life. Thank you for your son, Jesus. I pray blessings over everyone listening. I pray for healing, healing of hearts, healing of minds, and healing of bodies. And I pray all those things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Y'all, if this episode, albeit even though it was like a little snack, so Jason likes to call our shorter episodes little snacks, and I feel like I haven't done a snack in a while. So if this little snack helped you in any way, it would mean the world to me if you would text it to a friend, or maybe you know someone who is just so desperate for a breakthrough. Maybe this episode could be the catalyst for that breakthrough that they need. And hey, bonus points if you will rate it or review it, because it helps this little tiny podcast get to more ears so that we can show and share the love of Jesus with even more people. If you aren't already following us on all the socials, we are at Far More Podcast on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And if there is something that you want us to unpack and talk about on the podcast, just shoot me an email, farmorepodcast@gmail.com, and I will catch y'all next time.